He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor. We're coming at you totally live and completely in living color from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. Welcome, everyone. We are on show number 487. That's a lot of shows. Well, the year is winding down, and I think in about three weeks, we are going to have the gadget of the year. I am going to pick from all the gadgets we've reviewed what I consider to be the number one and the number two gadgets of the year. So that should be an interesting show. Today is an extremely rare day. I woke up this morning at about 6:30, and it was actually raining. I mean, pouring. Which is the first time I think it's really poured in Arizona in well over a year. So that was kind of fun. It only lasted maybe an hour and a half tops. But it really was a good downpour. And boy, oh boy, we desperately need it. It will clean the air out and cool things down a tad. And the plants certainly welcome the rain. All right. Before we get started today, I will tell everyone that you can email me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. That's thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com, and I will be very happy to hear from you and to answer any of your technical inquiries, and I will try to get back to you lickety-split very fast. Interesting gadget for you today. I have been using this company's products for a long time. We'll take a look at that in just a second. And also, we have some very, very interesting apps of the day for you also. So lettuce and tomatoes, let us begin. What we're going to look at today is actually a device made by the beautiful people at SOG. I call it SOG. These people make a lot of very high quality, multifunctional, multi-purpose tools. I have used one of their multi-purpose tools for probably 15 years now, and it's still like brand new. The blade's still razor sharp. It's never malfunctioned, and I really like how they're made. They're rock solid. This is an unusual type of knife gadget, if you will. There's four tools on this. This is called the Baton series, and this is the Q2, Baton Q2. And as you could see here in the photograph, it actually has four utensils. One is a razor sharp knife, and we'll take a look at that in a second. Two, they have a bottle opener, which you'll see right here, and a screwdriver on the end of that. So that's one, two is the bottle opener, three is the knife, and four is they have a very bright, nice LED flashlight on this, and it's very compact in size, and $28, a very good value for that. This is actually apparently on sale for almost 50% off. On Prime, it gets a rating of 4.5, and I definitely concur with that. So let's take a look at the actual product. Here it is here, and as you can see, it is kind of pencil-like in design, and it's very solidly built. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. This is a drafting pen to give you a comparison in size, very close to that, maybe a half inch longer. Basically, I'm going to call your attention to this actually splits in half so you can get to the knife, and there's some very high powered gears in there. It makes for the solidity of the actual tool. There's also a very handy and rugged, rigid clip here that will clip onto your pocket or in your pocket if you want to do that, your shirt pocket. pocket with two steel screws that actually tie this down. Their locking bolts and nuts are steel, stainless steel, and this tool does not have any shimmy in it whatsoever. So let's go to the easiest tool first, and that would be the flashlight. And that is located right here. Just a quick twist will turn that on. You can see the light right there. It's very bright. Don't forget we have studio lights in here, so you can't tell how bright that is. But again, it just turns on, and with a quick twist, it will turn off. So that's pretty simple. Inside this tube here, you will see a very simple AAA battery. And to put that in, let's get lined up here. All you're going to do is basically unscrew this, and there is your actual AAA battery. I always use Duracell or Energizer batteries. Why? Because I do. I like their batteries. And this basically will just screw back on very simply. And there you go. We'll turn it on. And there's the light again. So nice, nice. Works great. No problem with that. And now it's off. So now we will go to the side of the tool here. Again, there's your pocket clip. And right here is the device that you use to push the knife out. I'll show you that in 1 second. First, let's take a peek at the screwdriver and the bottle opener, which is right here. This is going to pull out like so. And there you go. So it has a screwdriver, and again, it has a long handle, so you actually can use this really as a screwdriver. It's a slotted blade. It is not a a Phillips head, but if the Phillips head is big, you can use that for a Phillips. And also there is a bottle opener here, if you can find a bottle that has a cap on it, because those are disappearing too. I guess some beer has those caps still. But I don't drink, so I don't know. So we'll fold that back down. And then last but not least, let's take a look at the knife. Now, what you need to understand is the knife is actually embedded in the shaft of this steel casing here. And this part is actually the cover. So it's very simple. It might seem very complicated at first, but basically you're going to push this red dot here. There's a little nodule here, steel nodule, right there. So you're going to push that to the side, and the knife literally pops out. You can see that. And this will essentially fold back like so. It gives you a nice grip on the knife, and there's the actual blade. Trust me, it is razor sharp. This will cut anything that you want, including the heavy-duty straps that they use for the seat belt. Will cut that like paper. Very sharp knife, and the thing that I like about it is it's very rigid. There is no movement side to side, back and forth. This is locked in there, and absolutely no movement, which really makes for a highly defined precision tool. This knife is quite sharp, and it's in there very, very solid. In fact, you would think it's just one blade with a knife handle on the end, which it actually is. This is embedded in here. You've got some torque screws there. This will last for a lifetime. Again, I want to call your attention to the precision gears that are located in there, and they just make for a very functional tool. And to close this up, you're just going to basically put that up and it clips. So this is a real nice multi-purpose tool. I highly recommend SOG. As I said, I've been using them for a lot of years, and this is a great value, no question about that. Now, in terms of a pocket pen, again, you can see it's about a half inch to 3/4 inch larger than an actual pen. So again, a great tool, rigid, very well made, nice and precision, tight. I love their products, and I love their tool. So let's take a look at some appies of the day. Here we go. This first one is a great app. It's called Vike. And this is going to give you a second phone number if you so desire. There are some in-app purchases, but this will add a second line on your cell phone for your home or your business. You can get more than one line. You can get multiple lines if you so desire. This will allow you to text your friends and family if they have the app, keep your personal life confidential, or simply contact friends and family with up to 4 real additional mobile cell phone numbers from Vike, with the ability to have free calls and chat to other Vike users at a low cost and low cost calls to SMS to phones. Vike combines functions of traditional messenger and chat with many, many more features. Check this out. It's an interesting app. And if you have someone who's using this app and it's totally free, you can talk over Wi-Fi anywhere in the world. So it's kind of an interesting app. By all means, check that out. I've had a lot of interest in second phone numbers. I don't know why, but people like those types of apps. So here's another one for you called Talkatone. This one's also very nice. It gives you free text and calls and phone numbers. This is totally free. I can't find anything wrong with it. I've loaded it up. It works well. You can make free calls or talk and text via the Wi-Fi or cellular data without using minutes with Talkatone. Yeah. Send text, which are free, and call from anywhere you are and keep in touch with loved ones everywhere. Text for free and call friends and family to stay in touch, even during the stay-at-home COVID virus. Yeah, we know that. So, take a peek at this. I think you'll find it very interesting. They're coming up with a lot of these apps. And hey, someday maybe we won't need to pay our cellular phone services like the one I'm on, which is a whole nother story. I was with AT&T many years ago, and they were great. Then they got ridiculously expensive. Then I went to Verizon and had them for probably 15, 20 years. And then they kind of went south and got very, very expensive and very, very independent, shall we say. And then my significant other just switched me over about 5 years ago to a Sprint, which was very cheap, very affordable, and horrible, horrible, horrible service for sure. You'd be better off calling a person that speaks a foreign language than calling a Sprint tech. In any event, fortunately, they were bought out by the T-Mobile folks, and they're a tad better. We'll see. Enough with that. All right, the next app is called Recorder. This is available, as the other apps were, for both platforms, the iOS and the Android operating system. This is a very cool, highly refined app. They've done a nice job keeping this updated. What this does is it brings the power to search to audio recording. You can record meetings, lectures, band practices, family memories, anything you want to listen to and save for later listening. Recorder automatically transcribes labels so you can easily find the parts that matter to you. Very interesting app. It allows you to audio edit and scroll through the transcripts, and it will also let you do video clips. Very nice app. If you want to archive some things, conversations, meetings, things like that, check Recorder out. As I said, it's just been updated and it works real well. Now, this has always been one of my favorite apps, Google Photos. Obviously, you want to be on the Android operating system for this. It works quite well. I will tell you that now they have a way to click a button and you can actually make a background on your phone via your photo roll in the camera on your phone. So free, very simple to use, highly recommended, of course. Now, this is called the Chive. You need to get the Chive. I don't care what operating system you're on, but the Chive is gonna be fun for you, probably for mature audiences, let's say, I don't know, 17 plus. This just gives you funny entertainment, bizarre entertainment, and when you're totally bored out of your mind, which I know most of you are, you want to go to the Chive. This app is the most downloaded humorous app in Android history. The content variety is unique. It's a mix of humor, hotness, and humanity. Remember what that is? Humanity? No long-winded articles, just your daily dose of the most amusing photos and videos that the internet has to offer. This is absolutely an entertainment for the mindless folks, and I think if you're watching the show, you must be mindless, and I think you'll enjoy the app. All right. I have switched my flashlight on my my iPhone because I can't stand the stupid app that they put in that. This is free, and this works much better. This will work both on your iPad and your iPhone. It's called Flashlight for the iPhone and iPad. This was a German app. I was able to get it with no problem. It works real well, and it has all kinds of functions. It will give you a an emergency beep, beep, beep type of light and all kinds of other things. So check that out. Now, the last app of the day is called Procreate Pocket. And this is one of these great apps that will allow you to create all kinds of insane artwork. And if you don't do that type of stuff, you'll definitely want to give it to your kids because they'll have a blast with it. This is only for iPhones, but it's a lot of fun, and it works quite well. So that, folks, is going to wrap it up today for the Gadget Professor. I am going to, believe it or not, I am going to clean my aquarium today, which is something that I do not look forward to. And I've let it go probably a month longer than I should. So I have it's a 100-gallon aquarium. And I've had aquariums since I was probably 10 years old. I don't know. I find them fascinating, and it's a terrific hobby, except when it needs to be cleaned, which is going to be now. So have a great week. Please stay safe with COVID. I have not seen my grandkids in, over a month, and it is Hanukkah today, Thursday. So I am going to try to squeeze in a tad of time because they both live around the block from me. One lives one way, the other kids live the other way, and I miss them, and I'm going to see them tonight and give them some presents. So there you go. Have a great week. Thank you for tuning in.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain,
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.